So we talked about his cross, talked about our cross. My question to you, though, this morning is, will you choose to make his cross your cross? You see, when Jesus asks us to become his servant and to learn from him, and because of that, we will find rest for our souls, well, what does that mean? I mean, look, when Jesus asks us to lay down our cross, what does that mean? Well, let's read the verses that we read in Matthew one more time. That's in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. It says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." See, what I'm seeing here is that when we make the decision that we don't want to carry the burdens of our sin anymore, we instead decide that we want to follow after Jesus, it says that Jesus gives us something different to carry. Now, you may think, well, wait a minute. That doesn't make any sense. Look, I'm carrying all these heavy loads. God asks me to put them down, and then he wants to give me something else? I mean, wait a minute. Shouldn't God just come up to me and take off all my burdens, throw them away, and I don't want anything to carry. I'm tired of carrying things, period. So, Jesus, why give me something else? That's actually an interesting question, isn't it? Well, here, let me try to give you an answer why that is the way it is. See, I've learned this. You will always carry something in life. Always. You know what I can tell you what you're carrying? It's what you've decided to live for. You will carry something. Matter of fact, some people decide to live their lives for themselves. See, they carry the weight of looking good. They carry the weight of being successful, fulfilling their dreams, you know, making sure that they accomplish everything that they want to accomplish in life. That's a heavy burden, isn't it? Well, why? Well, because you know what you've learned? Is that you're never satisfied. It's never enough. You always got to get more. You're always looking around with other, I got to get that. See, we never feel like we have enough. That load just keeps getting heavier and heavier. Some people, they don't live for themselves. You know, in their minds, well, I'm not living for myself. They actually live for other people, don't they? Right? I'm selfless. I just live for other people. You see, you know what the interesting thing is? They carry the weight of the demands of those people. They carry their expectations, their dreams, their hopes. You know what I've learned with other people? Their demands on us change all the time. Have you noticed that? That every time you think that you've kind of taken care of them, they've changed. They're like, well, actually, I want this now. That load just keeps getting heavier and heavier and heavier. You see, but Jesus understood this, though. He loves us so much that he made the cross that he asks us to carry very different. It's not like our cross. It's not like the crosses that other people give to us to carry. Remember, we just read it in Matthew, right? What did he say his burden was? His burden was easy. His load is light. That's Matthew 11. Let's read it again. 28, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Now, why is it so light? Well, it's actually a pretty easy answer. It's because we don't have to carry it in our strength. You see, when we carry our own cross or we carry other people's crosses, we have to do it all by ourselves. We bear the brunt. We bear the weight. But see, when we pick up God's cross, we don't carry it. We carry it in the power of the Holy Spirit. That makes the burden light. Now, look, what that means is when I release my life and I follow after Jesus, I spend my time telling other people just how cool and how awesome and how much of a release that is. It's freeing. Some people may say, Pastor, sounds crazy. Doesn't make any sense. Believing in someone that I can't see, believing that he will somehow be able to take away my burdens in life. You know the funny thing is? It's God kind of almost knew that you wouldn't believe him. That's why you put the scripture in the Bible. It's 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. It says, the message of the cross seems foolish to those who are lost and dying. But it's God's power to us who are being saved. You see, many years ago, I made the decision to follow after Jesus. And you know what? When some people learned that, they said, you are a fool. Oh, you follow the invisible man. Sometimes I got a lot more colorful expressions given to me about my choice to follow after Jesus. But I can tell you this, it was the best decision I ever made in my life. You see, I mean, and look, the way I look at it is maybe some of you have come here and you've said, you know, Pastor, you talked about some things about loads, whether it was addictions. It may not even be yours. It may just be the family that you're living in. You may come from loveless relationships. You may have things that are going on in your life and you're just saying, Pastor, I'm just tired. I don't want to carry it anymore. Matter of fact, every time I carry it, have you ever met someone and you almost see them kind of hunched over? It's not back pain. It's life. And life has them weighted down. Well, you know what? We have a Savior, and his name is Jesus. And he doesn't promise you an easy life. You know why? Because what he's going to ask you to do is he's going to ask you to begin to follow him. And you know what? That's not always easy decisions, right? Because he may ask you to do things that you don't want to do. So sometimes you'll actually have to say no to yourself. But I can tell you this, when you give your life to him, when you lay everything down, and you pick up what he's asked you to carry, you'll never be alone again. There will be a peace that comes inside of you that the Bible actually says it passes understanding. You know what that means? You won't be able to figure it out. You'll be like, it will seem foolish to everyone else around you, but it will be life-changing in you.